The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Krisos Daf Chof Vav. The Gemara here discusses the Kapara of Yom Kippur. The Gemara has a sugya that Yom Kippur is mechaper. He brings a Kapara to a person for the avers that one did, as long as the sinner does not know. The only one that knows about his avera is the Ribbono Shel Olam. The only one that knows about his avera is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Then Yom Kippur is mechaper. So the Gemara asks, if you tell me, the Gemara asks many questions, but in the middle, the Gemara asks the following question. The Gemara says, "Element after Egla Arufa, she'over alei Yom Kippurim v'chulu." If it's true that any avera, that the only one that Hashem knows about the avera is the Ribbono Shel Olam, then we say the Yom Kippur is mechaper. If so, why does somebody bring an Egla Arufa even if Yom Kippur passed? Let it be found, the halacha is, the Torah gives a mitzvah of Egla Arufa, that if we find a dead body and we don't know who killed the dead body, and we go, and if there's no, we have no idea who killed, so we go ahead and we bring Egla Arufa. The Torah says we should measure which city the body is closest to, and the people of that city have to bring a kapara of Egla Arufa. And what happens if, let's say, they found the dead body before Yom Kippur, and they did not have a chance to bring the Egla Arufa until after Yom Kippur? There's no halacha that they were exempt. In other words, even though Yom Kippur passed in between when the person got killed and when we're bringing the Egla Arufa, there still is an obligation to bring Egla Arufa. So why? I, lechaya, the only one that knows about the Avera, the only one that knows who the sinner is the Ribbono Shel Olam. So let us be exempt from bringing a carbon. So in that, the Gemara gives three answers. Amar Abaye Hirig Maker. Abaye says here, the murderer himself knows who he is. He knows about the aveir that he did, and for that, Yom Kippur is not mechaper. Rabbi Amar Kro, v'le oret le'ichupa le'adom ha'shashupach bo. That says Rabbi, the aveir of Ritzicha, is different. There's nothing else that can be mechaper for the aver of Yetzicha. Even Yom Kippur cannot be mechaper. So Rava learns out of a pasuk that here, that when it comes to murder, murder is different. Even though we make a general rule that Yom Kippur could be mechaper for all different types of averus, but murdering is different. The aver of murdering is different. Finally, the Gemara gives a third teretz. If Papa says another answer, Amar Krod, there's a pasuk that says as follows. The pasuk says, "Kaper le'amecha Yisrael asher podiso." The pasuk by Egla Arufa says that when they bring this Egla Arufa, they say that Hashem should forgive the nation of Klal Yisrael. And from that the pasuk says, "Asher podiso," the nation that you redeemed. It's referring to the nation that you took out of Mitzrayim. From there we darshan, "Sheruya kapara zu shetechab al yet Mitzrayim." We darshan, Chazal darshan, that this kapara of the Egla Arufa forgives all situations of murder of when there was supposed to be an Egla Arufa, all the way back to the generation of the people that came out of Mitzrayim. Some say specifically the generation that went out of Mitzrayim, some say from the generation of Mitzrayim until this day. Be that as it may, the Gemara says that we see from the pasuk, the Torah told us explicitly, this drasha tells us that the Torah told us that the aveira of this, that the Egla Arufa is mechaper for, is different. Although almost all Averis, as long as the Aver is not known except for the Ribbono Shel Olam, we say that Yom Kippur could be Mechaper. Nevertheless, the Aver, the Torah told us, that this Aveira of murder for which Egla Rufa is brought, the cases of Egla Rufa are excluded from the Kapara of Yom Kippur. That's what Rav Papa answers. Now this is an important Gemara in a sense that the Paiskim learn, there's Rishayim that take out of this Gemara, this Drosh of Chazal, a practical halacha. There's a Sifri that says very similar to this Gemara. The Sifri brings the same pasuk, and the Sifri says, "Kaper l'amcha Yisrael, b'mechaper and the klal Yisrael." We say by Egla Rufa Eidu Achayim. That refers to the people who are alive. Sher Padisa, that you redeemed, which Lachayra goes on the Yidden. They went out of Mitzrayim. Eidu Amesim refers to the dead people. The Sifri coincides very well with our Gemara that the first part of the pasuk says the people that are alive in this generation of when the Egla Rufa is brought. And Asher Badisa refers back to those that went out of Mitzrayim, or perhaps from the generation of those that went out of Mitzrayim all the way till that day of when the Egla Rufa is brought. But in any case, it refers that it's a kapara for the people that died. So here is a source from this Gemara and this Sifri, this Drasha that we're talking about. We see that there's such a concept of kapara for people that died. Even after a person left this world, it's still possible for them to attain kapara. So this Gemara has that Egla Arufo, could be mechaper, because Egla Arufo is giving a kapara on previous generations. But Hu Adin Yom Kippur could be mechaper. Comes the Rekeach, and the Rekeach says that the reason why we have such a thing of Yizkor on Yom Kippur, there's such a thing as Yizkor, that people daven for a schus, for their relatives, for their parents, for their loved ones, and they donate money to tzedakah in the schus of their loved ones on Yom Kippur. So he says the Rekeach, the reason is because they're giving a kapara for the people that died. It's really just like our Gemara. So the Rekeach says that there's a remez to it, because the pasuk says, in one place the pasuk says, Kippurim achas bashani yechaper, that Kippurim is mechaper once in the year, and next to it is a pasuk, v'nosnu ish kaifa nafsh al Hashem. Near that it says that people give money as a kapara to the nefesh. Says the Rekeach, why should it help? Why should giving a live person giving money work to help as a kapara for the person that died? Usually there's a rule that only a person's own actions could give him schus. Hashem puts us in this world, and this world is the makim of Bechira, Olam HaBechira. This is where we have a choice to do good or to do bad. And there's schar v'oinish of netzach netzachim for anything that a person does in this world. Once a person leaves, it's too late. There's no time to do tshuva anymore. So what does it help to get kapara after they died? So says the Rekeach, no. Hashem looks at it as if the dead person gave the money. The live person that gives for the benefit as a schos for the dead person, he's like doing a zchio. There's such a thing as zochin la'adam shalei b'fanav. A person could go and give a schos, give a merit to somebody shalei b'fanav. So too over here, we say that if that dead person would have been alive, he would have given tzedakah. He would have given money. And with that somebody else gives in his merit, it's able to work with this like koyach zochin, since the person, had he been alive, he would have given. Aye, what about, says the Rekeach, if the person who died was a poor person? So what do you mean he would have given? Even if he would have been alive, he wouldn't have given because he was poor. So the Rekeach says, no, even if he was poor, he would have given if he would have had. And he says the Rekeach, this works The just like we find that David HaMelech davened for Avshalom, and Rabbi Yochanan davened for Acher, says the Rekeach, however, this whole thing, that a person, that a live person could go and give a schus, give a merit for the person that died, could only work if the person was a tzaddik, if the person was a ish kosher, if he was a good yid, that were able to say that had he been alive, he would have given. But if the person is a rasha, so then we can't say had he been alive, he would have given. So then it's not going to work for a live person trying to give on his behalf. The Darche Moshe, this Rekeach is brought down in Beis Yosef, in Eirachayim Simetofesh Chaf Aleph, in other words, in Hilchas Yom Kippur. And there the Darche Moshe adds that the Marivayel says that that's why Yom Kippur is called Yom Kippurim. It's plural. It's a day of Kapara plural. Why is it plural? Says the Marivayel, it's plural because it's Mechaper on two. Two categories of people. It's mechaper on live people, and it's mechaper on dead people. And that's why the whole name, the whole day is called Yom Kippurim, because it's mechaper for both live people and dead people. Now this Rekeach is actually codified in Shulchan Aruch. Later on, it's not only that the Beis Yosef brought it down, but Shulchan Aruch also says it. In Siman Tov Reish Chaf Aleph, it says that we fear zuch people that Rachman al Tzlan had a loved one that was nifter. So says Shulchan Aruch, Nagu Lidah Tzedakas Biyom Kippurim Be'Adam Mason. There's a minhag that people donate money to Tzedakah on Yom Kippur on behalf of the people who died. And people mention their neshama, and it seems that the main idea of the yizkar is really the donation of tzedakah on their behalf. The main thing is the giving of the tzedakah. If people say the yizkar and they promise to give and they don't give, that would be terrible, chas v'shalom. So people could say b'li nader. But if they don't give the money, then perhaps they're missing the main thing. It seems like the main thing what the Shulchan Aruch starts with is Noagu Lidor. The minhag is to give tzedakah. Also says that they mention the neshama. They also daven. The davening is also part of it. But it seems that the main thing is the tzedakah. And then the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Marivayel that we mentioned. The Marivayel that the Darche Moshe brought down, that says Yom Kippurim is called, used plural because it's for Chaim and for Beis. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings down what we said, which is other Achronim say it as well, that the whole reason why this kapara works is only because we say that had he been alive, he would have given tzedakah. And therefore, if the loved one was a rasha, it's not going to work, because there's no way we can say that had he been alive, he would have given money. However, says the Primi Godim, and brought down by the Mishnah Berurah, this that we say, that if the person that died was a rasha, so there's no, the yizkar is not going to work for him, that's only if he didn't do vidui before he died. If he did vidui before he died, so then yashloimer, then it's possible that he has a kapara, and maybe then he's considered like a tzaddik, and then it will be considered, then it is possible that Yiska will work for him. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, and he says on his own svara, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's mistavra, that this that we say, that if the father was a rasha, then Yisker won't work. The one that died had to have at least said vidui before he died. That's only if the one saying Yisker is not a relative. If the one saying Yisker is a friend, a relative. But if it's a son, if it's a child, and the child is giving for his father, so then it's possible, says it's mistaver, says the Mishnah Berurah, that then the Yisker will work to be Mekel Adin on the father. And the Chayyar, the Svara for that is, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's Bro Mezaka Avo, there's a rule that a child could bring his chos to the father. And the Svara is that even though we said before, this is the world of accomplishing And after one leaves this world, they can no longer accomplish. And if they were a Rasha, and there's no way we could say that it could be considered as if that had they been there, they would have given. Even though we can't say that svara if they're a Rasha, but there's a different svara when it's a child giving. There's a svara that he caused. The father that brought this child into the world, so he caused that there is a child, and that child should give. Everything the child did is somehow a result of the actions of the father. It's a cause. It was caused by the father. And therefore, it's possible that the parent will be able to get a kapara, attain a kapara, even though the father was a rasha, at least to some degree. We don't know, anyways, how to measure these things. Another interesting point, Bloy, in his Sefer Tzedakah Mishpat, he has a whole Sefer about Tzedakah, he writes that the Rishon Litzion says in Yerodeya that only if it's a rasha for the Inyonim of Tzedakah will it not work. If he's a rasha for other things, then it will work. Since we're saying that the whole idea over here is that there's a logic. If someone else gives tzedakah on his behalf, we say that had he been in this world, he would have given. So if he would have been a rasha, he wouldn't have given. But if he's a rasha for other things, everything besides for tzedakah, so tzedakah he gave. So then it is possible to say that had he been in this world, he would have given. So for example, if the person who was nifta was a mechal shavis, chas v'sholem, but tzedakah he gave, and then he was nifter, and he didn't even say vidui, if somebody else will say yizkah on his behalf, even though it's not a child, says the Rishon Litzion, but if he gave tzedakah, then it's able to be considered as if he gave this tzedakah, since tzedakah he gave in this world, so if someone else gives on his behalf, we say there's this svara that had he been in this world, he would have given, and therefore it's able to be gerach, and it's able to be considered that he gave this tzedakah. A little bit on the same lines, we said that even though the father is a rasha, but if the son gives yizkar, if the son gives money for yizkar, so then it's possible that the son could be mezaka the father, could bring merit to the father. And we said the reason is, since the father is the cause, since the father is the one who indirectly brought this tzedakah, since he brought the child into the world, so now we are able to consider that he caused this tzedakah, he indirectly brought about this tzedakah. So there's a similar concept, that if somebody was alive, and he commanded that after he dies, they should take his money and give it to tzedakah. So money, after a person leaves this world, he's no longer mekayim any mitzvahs. And even if he commanded that money should be given to tzedakah, it's not the mitzvah of tzedakah. He's not doing it. However, it's the same concept. Since he's commanding to give the tzedakah, and because he's commanding to do it, it's happening. So because of that, he gets a schos. Even though it's not considered that he gave, it's not like he himself gave the money, but nevertheless, he has a schos, since it came about through him. And the Shad Chuvis Beis Yitzchak says a very similar thing. If somebody commanded in his lifetime to write a Sefer Torah, so he says, even though once he died, let's say somebody commanded that they should write a Sefer Torah with his money, and they never actually wrote the Sefer Torah when he was alive. In the end, they wrote the Sefer Torah after he was Nifter. So he says, even though, really, min ikar adin, once he died, so his shlichus became bottled. There's no such thing as shlichus to a mace. And therefore, his agency of sending somebody else to write a sefer in his behalf doesn't work. It's not the same thing as like when he was alive. Nevertheless, it's a schus. It becomes a schus for the mace that his money, because of him, he was the cause of bringing the sefer Torah. That alone is a schus for him. And similarly, the Sefer Chassidim says, that anything a person commands, anything that the Meis commanded and they do, a mitzvah, it's considered that he did. even though, like we said, it's not the same thing as the person doing the mitzvah himself. The biggest thing, we see how important it is, a person has to chaper ayin in this world, and any mitzvahs that they want to be considered that they did as a mitzvah, they have to do it themselves. Make sure it gets done. If it's done b'shlichus, it will only work if it's done while they are alive. Nevertheless, even though it's not a full mitzvah accomplishment, but it will be a schos if something happened because of them. If they caused a mitzvah to happen, if they caused a great thing to happen, so then they will get this schos afterwards. As I state in the Sefer Hasidim. In the Sefer Hasidim, when he talks about this concept that live people can bring a kapara for the mason, he says it's really a two-way street. He says that the just like the people who are alive daven for the people that died already, and they're able to bring merit, the people who are alive are able to bring merit to the people who died, the relatives, the loved ones of someone who died could bring merit to the person that died. It works the other way around as well. It says, we find that the dead people daven for their children. The pasuk says, Shenemar v'atal shechvas atal, he says, Pilo shechiva sheikh ve'kever. That the people who died, somehow they daven in their kever, they daven to the Ribbono shel Olam, that their children should have success. So a person shouldn't feel that they're only giving, you know. Perhaps that's the right thing to do anyways. It's hakaras hatoiv. But besides that, it's really a two-way street. They can realize that it's really, they're giving and they're getting. Their relative in Olam Ames is also helping them as well. And when we're on this topic, I just would like to close this shir with a very famous line of the Rishon Salanter. This whole sugya is about the unbelievable zuchus that we have, the Yom Kippur is mechaper. We see that Yom Kippur can be mechaper on averus and averus, as long as the person doesn't know, and sometimes even averus that a person knows and he did tshuva on. The schos that we have for having Yom Kippur is unbelievably amazing. The way to bring it out is by saying, I think the best way to describe it is the way that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter described it. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter is very famously quoted as saying that if Yom Kippur would have occurred only once in 70 years, then the biggest bracha, the biggest blessing a father would give his child would be, you should be zoicha to live a Yom Kippur. The biggest bracha, we're spoiled that we're able to have Yom Kippur once a year. And Yom Kippur is one of the biggest presents that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us, is Yom Kippur, that we're able to become clean and get a kapara from our averus. And we should thank the Ribbono Shel Olam and appreciate having that schos.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.